New Haven Police Chief Dean Escherman told 25 people crowded around several pushed-together tables that the city is not at war with some outside force.
It's our own children that we're losing at the hands of our own children.
New Haven community members like Devon Kennedy came to hear the discussion and join in. She started a gym in New Haven, which she says is now overcrowded with young people because there aren't other places like rec centers for them to go to.
There's kids in my gym have dealt with someone dying, and I can't help them alone. They need help. They need the medical part of it, the psychological part of it, the counseling. These kids are angry.
A federal initiative called Project Longevity has been targeting gang violence in New Haven, but there's been controversy over its effectiveness. Bill Mathis is a project director for that initiative.
We can talk about what we want to do in theory and be very selling about it. But if you don't put the resources behind it so that those things can be implemented, then it just becomes a facade.
Senator Murphy said the government should look at gun violence as a health problem and spend Medicaid money on prevention.
Which will frankly save a lot of misery and save a lot of money in the long run, just taking money that we already have that we're spending on emergency rooms and instead turn that money around and spend it on trying to combat this trauma.
Several people in the discussion stressed the need to shift from simply discussing these issues to taking action to reduce the violence. Greg LaMult, WSHU News.